Advent at Gardner-Webb University, 2016. An introduction written by Sherry Adams, professor of theology and church history, and read by Matthew Tesnier.
I have a niece who had her first child when she was very young. Despite her tender age, she was a fantastic mother. Her son was in high school when she met a man and fell in love. He loved her and proposed, but he was also honest enough to share with her that he really wanted a child of his own. She wanted to marry him, but she was most ambivalent about having children 15 years apart. Going through it all again was not something she had envisioned. She worried that her older child would feel displaced. She did, however, love the man who had proposed and asked her to have a child with him. She wanted to marry and spend her life with him, so she took what was for her a giant leap of faith, married, and soon became pregnant. When her second son was born, it was love at first sight for everyone. Imagine what a leap of faith was required for Mary to agree to carry and bear God's son through the Holy Spirit. She received no promises that Joseph was going to stick around. In Tom Key's play, The Cotton Patch Gospel, the birth story is set in Georgia, and Mary and Joe are high school sweethearts. When Joe hears through the high school grapevine that Mary is pregnant, his main concern is to get his football jacket back. It has always intrigued me that God came to us as a baby. Babies are fragile. Babies and children are molded by the adults in their lives. There is so much room for human error. Even when parents do everything they know to do to the best of their capabilities, the outcome is not assured. It was risky of God to trust us with His Son. God had to know we as human beings were not up to the job. Every year we are invited again to nurture the themes of Advent in our minds, hearts, and actions. The way of the Christ child is the way of hope, peace, joy, and love. This year, maybe more than others, we need a healthy dose of hope from God. Hope that does not depend on the outcome of an election or the ending of conflict. My prayer is that the Advent season can go a long way in bringing a measure of peace, joy, and love to our nation and its people. My prayer is also that this Advent booklet might be one of the ways that God brings Advent to your heart and your home. As always, we are grateful for all that make this initiative possible. The university administration and staff provide invaluable support and blessing to the Advent Project. In addition, Mrs. Lisa Hollyfield, Dr. Jim McConnell, and Dr. Danny West offer editorial and production assistance to Heather Bridges Moore and Laura Smith in making this guide a reality. Without this team effort, none of this would be possible. And so, the journey begins.